for example, the quote-unquote repeal and replace of the ACA. That is a significant concern for so many people in this country, in fact, many that I personally know. And Representative Katko has said, I will not support a repeal without a replacement. And he's not been clear about exactly what would be in that replacement. What sorts of provisions would he ask for in that? What would make it so that he could approve a replacement? And now that the CBO has come out with its estimates of how many people would lose care, would lose insurance under a repeal of Obamacare, I think people are going to have questions about what he will support in that particular regard. I also think on the question of preserving democracy, people are very concerned about this administration's sense that or tagline that they were going to drain the swamp. And actually what has happened is the swamp has gotten quite a bit deeper. The appointments of this president have clearly articulated an agenda, a corporate agenda, that is not in keeping with the interests of the common good, as many of us believe. I think people will raise concerns about that. I think there's a growing sense that the Congress of the United States is kind of going along to get along, and the sense that there aren't a lot of folks willing to stand up to, you know, let me give you, for example, Congressman Katko likes to present himself as a moderate, but people are concerned that a moderate person would not be in line with some of the pieces of legislation that are coming forward. And we are concerned that our elected representative is not willing to stand up to some of these very extreme policies that are being forwarded in the Congress. For example, legislation, House Bill 610, which talks about a complete overhaul of public education, which, of course, is a huge concern for me, a public area high school teacher. We've not heard where John Katko stands on this. These are very extreme changes, and we really need to know what our elected representative stands for. If he is truly the moderate he says he is, we need him. We need to know where he stands on these things and what it is that he will stand for.